Well, you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress, always evolving. It's homegrown, homemade radio. A home for the cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound. You're invited to come along on this journey of musical exploration. Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop is about homegrown, homemade radio, where we explore forgotten 45s, cover songs, library music, 33s, 45s, scratchy 78s, classic cassettes and CDs, in all genres of music, anything I can dig out of the crates. And hopefully it all makes sense. This half hour, we're exploring music of whistling. That's right, whistling music. Can't whistle since I've had Bell's palsy. So music's gonna have to do it for me.
Thinking you know where
Angel.
Come, lover, baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Come, lover, baby.
This might be the last but so. Opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
come, baby. In walk luck and you looked in time. Never looked back, walked tall at fine. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart.
doing all right. We've got to get smart. Wish upon, day upon day. I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby lost, that's all. I hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come for the baby. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years.
Go.
Yes.
Great tune, Believe by Tritem. Before that, Mr. Frankie Knuckles with the Whistle Song. And we started off with David Bowie and Golden Years. I am DJ Frederick. You are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, digging cool sounds out of the crates, and we're playing some whistling music on this part of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring science in the sea. Seagrass beds face many threats these days: pollution, reduced habitat, and stronger tropical storms, to name a few. Another is disease. As the oceans get warmer, organisms that cause diseases multiply quickly. They attack the grass, killing or weakening not just individual plants, but entire meadows. Seagrass is an important part of the marine ecosystem. It purifies the water, and it provides habitat for fish and shellfish. They attract birds, mammals, and other creatures. So losing the seagrass beds is bad not only for life in the water, it's bad for a lot of life on land as well. Beds have been especially hard hit by seagrass wasting disease. In the 1930s, it killed 90% of the seagrass along the North Atlantic coast. And today, it's having a big impact in the Pacific as well. Scientists recently studied the disease in seagrass beds in the San Juan Islands off the northern corner of Washington. They looked at how many plants were infected, what impact the disease had on their leaves and roots, and more. They found that most of the plants in their survey had the disease. As they got it, their leaves lost their green color, then developed big dead spots. Perhaps more important, infected roots held smaller stashes of carbohydrates, food to sustain the grass through the winter. So as the oceans continue to warm, these and other seagrass beds could face more severe disease outbreaks and be less able to bounce back from one year to the next. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to the musical progressions of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick.
I don't wanna walk around alone no more.
Welcome back to the Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We dig the crates and we listen to rock, pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bams, library, easy listening, and just about everything else I can get my hands on. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. Let's dig into the crates. Thank you.
Bolasette with Bettina, and before that, the Gary Pacific Orchestra with Soft Winds. Two tracks that I play rather frequently here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, those of you who listen regularly, articulate Fred, know that I am a shortwave radio fan, and I enjoy listening to shortwave probably more than any other radio medium. And I just want to let you know about a very cool non-commercial shortwave station called WTWW, and they are broadcasting on 5085 kilohertz, generally after 7 p.m. in the evening. They play the greatest hits of all time on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays and Sundays, so 7 days a week with some very cool DJs like Ted Randall, Steve Taylor, Jeff Lawrence, and they even take requests. It's a very cool radio station. Again, that's WTWW Shortwave, 5085 kilohertz, and listen anytime after 7 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, back to the crates. four funky tracks by Jackie Giordano and Jan Traeger from 1974. We heard Ghost, 07, Old Timmy, and Rika. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Just reminding you that all programs are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Shortly after the end of World War II, American forces on Kwajalein Atoll, a small island in the western Pacific Ocean, faced a problem. It would cost more to ship leftover airplanes to salvage yards than the planes were worth. So more than 100 Corsairs, Wildcats, Avengers, and other warplanes were loaded onto barges, carried into the middle of the lagoon, and dumped. Today, most of them are encrusted with corals and surrounded by fish and other marine life, artificial reefs that have been growing for 75 years. The oceans are littered with the wrecks of World War II. Many ships were sunk in deep water. In the cold, sunless depths, they don't host much life. But ships and planes that sank in shallow waters, close to land, are perfect platforms for life. Corals and other creatures attach to their hard metal skins, establishing new reefs. The corals attract more organisms, which use the reefs for shelter and food. There are many wrecked airplanes in the waters around Hawaii, including about 300 Hellcat fighters. Most of them crashed during training missions from a base on Maui. Researchers are cataloging their locations and monitoring the reefs that have grown atop them. Many of the wrecks are in marine sanctuaries and other public areas. The airplanes are still government property, and some of them are considered grave sites, so it's illegal to disturb them. Yet many of them are open for divers to swim near, enjoying the reefs built on relics from World War II. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you. Mr. Jimmy Ponder with So Many Stars. Well, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the best homegrown and homemade radio that I can make with a man, a microphone, a turntable, and a computer these days. All right, so musical requests or ideas for themes of future programs are welcomed. You can contact me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Thanks for listening and wishing you many blessings.
Wow.